From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
I'm Audie Cornish, and it's time now for All Tech Considered. And we start today with this question. What's in a voice? To the folks at Wikipedia, the online encyclopedia, a voice apparently means a lot. They've begun a project to archive the voices of famous people.
I said, gee, I like this part. No, that's the lead. You're a character juvenile. Which meant
the,
you would
the writer must face you the fact that ordinary lives are what most people live most of the
time.
One
of my favorite symbols of hope is a very long feather from the wing of the California.
We had to go through the line of soldiers, and many of them, their hands were shaking. I don't think they particularly wanted to shoot us down.
Those voices, actor Dustin Hoffman, writer John Updike, scientist Jane Goodall, and Nobel Peace Prize winner Aung San Suu Kyi, are among the audio clips now found in Wikipedia's biographical entries. Here to explain more is the project's brainchild Wikipedia expert Andy Mabbitt. Welcome to the program.
Hello, and good afternoon, America.
So first off, where did this idea come from? Why do this?
Well, being English, it happened in a pub. I was talking to a friend after a Wikipedia conference in London, and he mentioned that he wanted to get more sound files onto Wikipedia. And he was meaning things like engines running and the sound of running water at a waterfall and so on. And I said it would be a good idea to get people's voices too. I wrote a blog post suggesting that we get some people to record their voices for Wikipedia and asked everybody I knew who was the subject of a Wikipedia article to provide a short sample where they tell us their name and a little bit about their background so we know what their voices sound like. As a result of that, the BBC heard the project and they asked me if I would get involved in a similar project that they were about to run where they've open licensed or released with permission for reuse up to 1,040-second clips of programs from their archive. Mm. They realise those clips are also useful for us on Wikipedia to exemplify how people sound.
And this project, you describe it first, is essentially the voice introduction project. Here's a sample of one of those.
Hello, my name is Stephen Fry. I was born in London, and I've been in the entertainment business since, I suppose about 1981.
So British actor Stephen Fry, and he and others basically just introduced themselves. What do we learn from someone, other than their name and what they do, from introductions and the way they go about introducing themselves?
Well, the name Stephen is fairly obvious. Most of us know how to pronounce it. But imagine you're not from a Western culture and you see that written down with a PH in the middle, Stephen. You wouldn't know how to pronounce it. So if we get people to tell us their name, we know how they pronounce it, which is pretty much the definitive guide.
And then also, why the choice of audio versus video?
There's nothing wrong with video, and we use video on Wikipedia as well. But by using audio, it's a very small ask of the person who's recording their voice for us. They can do it in the morning when they're in their dressing gown and curlers. They don't have to dress up smart for it like they would with video. Some people are shy of appearing in front of a camera. But it's also a small file to transmit over the internet. So if you're on a low bandwidth connection or you pay by the megabyte, it's a lot cheaper to download the audio than the video.
Now, when it comes to the human voice, I mean, what is it that you think people are learning here from hearing someone's voice? I don't know if there's a person in particular that struck you in the past, but what are we getting here besides simply what they sound like?
It's a very personal thing. If you think about the people in your own life, you know their voice the moment you hear it, as much as, or sometimes even more so than a photograph. Sometimes you can look at a photograph from 20 years ago and think, is that my partner or neighbor or friend, or is that just somebody who looks like them? With the voice, you know instantly. And I don't know about you, but personally, if I hear a voice from the dim and distant past, from the days of wax cylinder recording, somebody like the nurse Florence Nightingale, it's so exciting to have that connection back to them. And so we're doing the same for people today.
Now, how do you verify that the audio is real, especially since folks will upload the audio themselves?
We have a series of processes for checking things like that. I'm not going to go into too much detail about some of them because I don't want to tempt forgery. But we ask people to verify their ownership of the audio recording by email. And we can obviously trace back who that email belonged to. For a notable person, you can cross-reference it with their agent or something like that.
Before I let you go, do you have a wish list? Is there a voice or two that you really want to hear that you've never heard before that you really just want to have part of the project?
Well, I happen to know there's a Wikipedia article about you.
Ah.
So I'm looking forward to receiving your recording order, I'm afraid. I'm sure you know how to do it by now.
I'll work on that. I can say my name at least.
No fear or favour. I'm pleased for anybody who's a subject of a Wikipedia article, whether they sound like a Shakespearean actor or a guy on the corner of the street selling a newspaper. We want their voice.
Andy Mabbitt, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you very much for your time. It's been a pleasure.
Andy Mabbitt, a Wikipedia expert, he spoke to us about Wikipedia's Voice Introduction Project. Finally, in Tech Today, an app to keep you guessing. Or, if you're former Jeopardy! Champ Ken Jennings, a trivia app called Quiz Up to keep you answering confidently.
I was surprised to find that I was very good at Disney. I patted myself on the back for that.
But even Ken Jennings has a few trivia blind spots.
If you ever play Name the Artist and you're against some novice with a vaguely Jeopardy-themed name, that might be me if you're kicking my butt.
The Quiz Up app is a game you play with other users, from strangers in another country to friends just a few feet away. The topics range from important moments in history to literature.
Crime fiction, 50 Shades of Grey, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
To music.
There's a Britney Spears category, there's a Bowie category, Justin Bieber. Oh, I gotta do that one.
Well, we asked Ken Jennings to play a round of Quiz Up in real time, using a category he knew little about. Here's a hint.
Say it.
Vampire.
Are you afraid?
Jennings wasn't, and he sent us this app review.
So I'm gonna choose Twilight. I'm playing someone named Terry at Twilight Trivia, and the questions come fast. The only female wolf in the Killayute pack. I guessed Leah, and I guessed right. Oh, and Terry got it wrong. Terry, why are you playing Twilight Trivia if you don't know this kind of stuff? What is Edward's middle name? You gotta be kidding me. I'm gonna go Edward James. Oh, I got it wrong. It's Anthony, and Terry knew it. I'm wasting my life. What is Edward's condition for changing Bella into a vampire? 5 years of waiting, maybe? Oh, I thought that book was all about the sex waiting. Marriage, apparently. Even better. Marriage. The other option was Attending Dartmouth. That would be a good book. The first human with whom Bella interacts outside her family. I don't know any of these people. I said Max. Oh, and I got it right! But guess what? Terry was a little faster than me and wins by 2 points. That was intense. Man, my heart rate's a little too high for public radio right now. QuizUp is a very strong app. I've played a lot of trivia games, and it avoids all the bugaboos. The questions are smart and clever, and so far I haven't seen one that's wrong. There's hundreds of categories, hundreds of thousands of questions, so you don't see a lot of duplicates. You go up against some very smart people in whatever kind of quiz you like. I would recommend QuizUp wholeheartedly, and I'm actually playing right now. I'm 0-1 at Twilight. I'm going to run this back. I'm going to get a rematch against Terry.
That's former Jeopardy! Champ Ken Jennings with today's app review of Quiz Up. He's also the author of the children's book series Junior Genius Guides.
You can follow All Tech Considered on Twitter at NPR All Tech, and you can find us there as well. I'm Melissa Block at NPR Melissa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish at NPR Audie. Our colleague Robert is at rsiegel47. And the Twitter feed for the whole program is at NPR ATC.